Chris and On Your Side, another episode, another hour of Good Day Health. In this circumstance, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who along with his wife Mary have created the Forbidden Doctor website, place for you to go, updated information. When I say updated, it really is updated now. So you've introduced yet another page. It's actually not a page, but a whole revolutionary way of looking at problems and solutions with protocols. So why don't we spend a minute sending people to the ForbiddenDoctor.com and what they will experience when they go there today, this week, this month, that they have not experienced heretofore.
What we have here is something that is...
It's a failure to communicate. Remember that?
Yes. That was such a great classic. Something totally revolutionary. We have the forbidden, and I'm saying forbidden because it's against FDA policy for anybody to suggest a particular kind of a symptom or a problem somebody might be having and a nutritional element that might be missing in their dietary intake that will address that very problem. The situation like with we've known because of intensive research for over 20 years now that essential fatty acids are very, very vital to good heart health. But if you were to say anything publicly that using essential fatty acids, omega-3s, in order to stabilize and to help the heart heal, especially after a heart attack, the federal penalty for that is almost 20 years in prison to say something, even though there's tremendous research. So what we've done is we have put this forbidden clinical guide on our website. It's illegal to read it because we have the symptoms listed with the nutrients that can help them. Over 600.
You're going to be in jail next week after this?
Well, I'm going to take the equipment with me. But because of FDA regulations, because of HIPAA regulations, we have to have at what's called a doctor-patient relationship at a distance, which you can do over the internet now, but you have to fill out the symptom survey. If you fill out the symptom survey, we will give you a username and a password to get into what we call the inner sanctum, where we have over 600 different conditions that afflict mankind and the nutritional support that has a direct effect upon those things. Diseases, symptoms, conditions, the actual nutrients listed that will help that stuff. Up until now, you've not been allowed to know this. In fact, not even Standard Process is allowed to take their product guide and give it to their clinicians anymore.
Standard Process is a manufacturer of supplements.
Food-based, yes.
Everything from food. Don't assume the audience knows anything, because we're always starting fresh here.
Yes.
The only thing I expect that people would know is your name from all your years on the program. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor. He's established a practice in Salt Lake and is a practitioner of one's focus on one's body. It is yours, thus the forbidden doctor. It's your body. It's your life. Not Jack's responsibility, not mine, not anybody but you can know what's going on and then find, if you don't like what's going on, you find out what the problems are, but it's your responsibility, not anybody else's. So at any rate, that's...
So what we have here is absolutely months of reading for those who want to learn more about how their bodies work. For people who, the relatives, family members, coworkers, neighbors, whatever, that are having problems, here are some down-to-the-earth healing at home suggestions that a lot of these things are related to nutritional deficiencies. And with an addition of this or an addition of that, these things can be taken care of home. You don't have to run off and have your body opened up.
All right. So this is very important. Big announcement. The expansive website up and running today at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Take advantage. Find out what's going on in your circumstance. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with us at 888-302-3684. Among the many things that we do here is take calls from people, or you can email Doug at DougSteffen.com with your question of the doctor. If you have something going on in your body you don't know, you don't recognize, you don't feel good, you haven't been able to put your finger on it, or the doctor hasn't either, and call us or communicate in some way, shape, or form. I'll ask Jack. You'll give give you the answer. Maybe I'll throw in a few things that come from my experience practicing without a license. Jack's got one. I don't need one. I'm just a radio guy. 888-302-3684. So, under the circumstances, there are a lot of controversial things going on in medicine. Certain foods that need to be avoided, certain things that we don't know about until after we try them. For example, I can't eat lobster anymore. And the problem is you can't really sometimes even the things that you are most allergic to, you won't know. And sometimes it's too late. Right. What do you do? I have a question from somebody who wants to know how to find out if you're allergic to food. You know, we hear all this discussion about peanuts and that sort of thing. But how do you know? I don't.
There's a really very easy test for this. You don't have to go to somebody who's going to stick 100 needles in your back. This is what you do. This is going to sound a little kind of goofy, but it actually is very effective for telling you if you're truly allergic. There are allergies and there are food sensitivities. And there are people who have a food sensitivity to something because of some ingredient that was placed in that food that they have a sensitivity to that's not really an allergy. But I guess the way most people think, what difference does it make? I can't eat this. It gives me a problem. Here's what you do. You take whatever it is you think you have an allergy to when you go to bed at night, and you're going to put a little bit of it on your wrist, a little drop of it on your wrist. Maybe egg, maybe peanuts, maybe lobster, whatever it is, you're going to hold your palm up towards the ceiling so that you can see the blood vessels running through your veins or through your wrist. You're going to put a drop on there, maybe the size of a pea, of a garden pea. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to put a Band-Aid over it so it stays in place. When you get up the next morning, if there's a big red circle there, you have an allergy or a food sensitivity to that particular product. If there is no red dot.
But how do you know where to start, even?
Well, what do you think you have an allergy or some kind of sensitivity to lobster.
Yeah.
So, you get a little you eat the rest of
really
it.
Sick.
Yes, you eat the rest of it. Or let Meredith eat the rest of it. And you have a little piece of it about the size of a vegetable pea. Put a Band-Aid over it so it stays there all night long. And when you wake up the next morning, your immune system actually reaches through the skin. Mm-hmm. And so if there is something that you're allergic to, it will leave an allergic spot, a rash, a red dot, a raised spot, something like that. That's something you're going to have a problem with until you fix the gut. But if there is no redness, if no irritation, no inflammation shows up, then you probably are perfectly safe at eating that kind of food. Now, when you ask a question, where in the world would you start? Personally, with all the work Mary has done working with my gut and with GAPS and everything that she's done with me, I don't think there's anything that I can eat that will give me any kind of a problem. But there has been in the past certain kinds of vegetables, certain kinds of fruits I'd have a little reaction to. But a lot of people, this doesn't bother them at all. I mean, they're probably scratching their head like, well, what's he talking about? Well, I don't have any kind of allergic reaction. But there are those who do, and that's a safe little test you can do at home during the night to find out if you actually are reactive to that particular food.
All right. Jack's got lots of ideas. He'll share them with you. If you have a question, he's got an answer. 888-302-3684. There are many of us who have a passion for living a healthy lifestyle. Clean eating, making sure your gut is working the way it's supposed to work. Healthy circulation is a part of your healthy overall position. When you feel good about how you feel, then you're going to approach life a lot differently, especially as you get older. There's a way to support healthy blood flow. Get enough dietary nitrates into your body. Convert it into nitric oxide. You don't have to do it. You don't have to flip a switch. Your body does it automatically. And SuperBeets is the easiest and best way to get these natural dietary nitrates. One scoop in a 4-ounce glass of water, or maybe a smoothie. I had one in a smoothie yesterday afternoon. People laugh at me because I have ice cream with it, but I like ice cream in my smoothie. So I put that in with the fruit and put it in with the Super Beats. And it is, and away we go, as like Jackie Gleason used to say. And now, away we go. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation, blood pressure levels. I'll tell you a story, Jack, about a fellow that works for me on the farm. He didn't bring his medication with him when he came here to work this summer. He went through the last of it. Now he's concerned. So, and he didn't feel well yesterday. So I decided I'd give him some Super Beats, took out a canister, showed him how to use it, took it last night and this morning, glass last night, glass this morning, and he said his headache was gone. 800-655-4183 makes nothing but sense. You can go online and order your Beats as well at DougLikesBeats.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In my rural community, there were two wonderful little tack shops that catered to local horse owners. But our local economic development council offered tax breaks to lure a national chain to our town, and the big store put both local shops out of business. Towns all over America compete to attract jobs by enticing new businesses, often with tax waivers, free land, and other subsidies, none of them available to people who have lived there for years. Is that fair? We all understand the need for more jobs, but if economic development officials would look through the lens of liberty, they would know that this may sound good at a ribbon-cutting ceremony, but in the long term, it undermines the principle of equality and diminishes the whole community.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Stephan with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Can people with Down syndrome benefit from using green tea?
Somebody asked that
question. The compound that's found in green tea apparently improved test scores of people with Down syndrome, Jack, after a year of taking green tea extract pills. So what's the difference when you take a supplement that has the green tea extract in it? Is it the same as Super Beets? Is it just cooked tea leaves and they powder them?
It kind of depends on how much processing has gone into it, but what you just said there is pretty much the correct thing. It depends on how much processing. It depends on what temperature it was dried at. Mm-hmm. The really good method of drying something that you're going to pack into a pill is you do it in low atmospheric chambers so that you boil off the liquid at 70 degrees, 72 degrees Fahrenheit. The lower you get the air pressure inside of a vacuum dryer, the lower the temperature is required for it to dry. And if they're doing that kind of thing, you know, there's a lot of different people out there providing green tea in pills.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the supplements that we have has green tea as part of the ingredient in the herbal concoction. And it's done at very low temperatures so that, because you go above 103, 105 degrees Fahrenheit and you start killing the enzymes. You start destroying, you get some vitamin degradation that starts taking place. So you just, you know, when you're shopping around, contact the company that does this and ask them how they do the drying. Is it low air pressure type of thing? And I'm not a bit surprised that green tea would help somebody with Downs. It's just like with iodine. The Germans discovered that almost 100 years ago. Iodine deficiency has a tendency to go in that direction. And if mothers, while they're pregnant, are taking iodine, or even when they have been blessed with a Downs baby, if they can get iodine as part of the regular dietary intake of that child, it's a surprising how much their IQ will jump almost immediately just using iodine. And there is iodine, traces of it, in the green tea, depending on where it's sourced.
So you're not going to find anything negative. Green tea comes from the Chinese experience, and I notice that the latest podcast focuses on a treatment invented by the Chinese 1,500 years ago. People call it the New Age of Medicine. This isn't the New Age of Medicine.
No.
The Old Age of Medicine.
No.
When you bring up stuff like this, you want to send people the podcast, or you want to give us a hint as to what has 90% success rate in making you better? I'm guessing this is something to do with your gut.
It is. It's absolutely something to do with the gut.
Is it green tea?
No, no.
That's not good.
Get ready for this.
Yes.
Because you got to get over the ick factor.
No.
It's fecal transplants.
Yeah,
it's getting the bacterial concentrate from the from the gut of somebody who is very healthy and placing it into the gut, usually through an enema procedure, to someone who isn't healthy, and they are having dramatic turnaround in as little as 2-3 days to a week's time. People out of their bed, back up on their feet, moving around. And access to that information that you just said there is absolutely free at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Absolutely free.
Fecal
transplants. You're going to hear a lot more about this because hospitals everywhere are starting to import this into their normal therapeutic procedure for gut dysbiosis, gut problems.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. Right. And you mentioned the Chinese. Chinese were doing this thousands of years ago.
All right, hold on to your hats, folks. More info coming up. The world of medicine is our sphere. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here.
Ethanol advocates played the celebrity card at a recent hearing regarding biofuels. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
When the EPA heard testimony last month on its proposed biofuels volumes for next year, the pro-ethanol speakers included Arlington, Iowa farmer Chris Soles.
It's important for consumers to understand the benefits of renewable fuels, in that they are cleaner burning and they're renewable, and that we're not having to go to Middle Eastern countries for our fuel sources.
Soles gained fame for his appearances in reality TV shows like The Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars.
All of the Midwest has seen benefits from it, and it's provided jobs in smaller communities that struggle. And you know, I see it around me every day. Small communities become smaller. And renewable fuels have provided a source of income for people who live in those communities.
More tomorrow for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine. I'm Darrell Anderson.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Stefan.com. Should you care to send along a question for Dr. Jack Stockwell, his website, The Forbidden Doctor. They put together specific scientific formulas, and you can take advantage of them in two products, the Long Life Energy Enzymes and the Ageless Thyroid. Which of the two have green tea? You said that you put green tea in one of the things that you have. Is green tea in the enzymes? I would have thought that'd be
good. No, it's in a product called Vitanox.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. What's that about?
Well, it's a combination of several different herbs that bring some life and activity back to the cells of the body as well as the brain.
Really? All right, let's talk about holding you. Yeah, this is a perfect introduction. Why some people can't dance and why some people can. There's a study out this week revealing how much the brain responds to rhythm and what causes people like me to have two left feet. There's a coordination of body movements, apparently, but there's music that triggers synchronized brain activity. And I can't help but think when I'm now concentrating, like shaving on the different side, use your left hand and your right hand and stuff, keep your brain engaged. What are the things, what are we supposed to be eating other than things like Super Beats to keep the nutrition going there? But what's good nutrition for the brain? And in giving your brain good things, can you affect things, as I'm suggesting, like not being able to dance? Because that's all coordination stuff, isn't it?
Some of the best dancers I know of were dancing, you know, when they were in diapers. And they were encouraged. They weren't laughed at. They weren't made fun of. There wasn't some shutdown in their, you know, self-image because they kind of danced funny. They were encouraged mm-hmm. to dance. They danced through their pre-pubertal years. They danced into puberty. But there is a particular condition that's called dyspraxia. And what it is just like you said, two left feet. It's clumsiness.
Yeah, right.
And you're just not going to believe this, Doug. There is a direct relationship between clumsiness and the condition of the gut.
Really?
Because of the we know the gut is the second brain. It's been referred to as, because there are neurons, brain tissue in the gut. And the brain, this is the life source of what's going to be in the blood that's going to go to the brain. And so the brain is very concerned with the health of the gut itself. So dyspraxia, dyslexia, these kinds of things. But dyspraxia is just clumsy. It's just a medical term for clumsiness. Directly related to how healthy the gut might be. And even as children, a lot of us start off on the wrong foot. A lot of us.
Well, my gut should be in pretty good shape. So it is, if I don't dance well because I don't have you say the condition of the gut. Is the condition of the gut better and therefore you're a better dancer? Condition of
you're
the
more
gut
coordinated,
worse?
But go take some dancing lessons. Grab Meredith and go take some dancing lessons for Pete's sake.
She's better dancer than I am.
Well, that's
but she doesn't dance. We don't go dancing.
Well, you can just go take some dancing lessons. There's clubs. There's little get-togethers.
I think I asked her that recently. We were at a wedding. And I think she said, well, you don't like to dance. I said, well, because I think I've always assumed that she wasn't a good dancer. I think you talked about it.
Yeah, but you feel self-conscious yourself. You don't want to go out there and look clumsy and become an object of ridicule and scorn.
No, but you see, you got to grow up and grow beyond that.
That's true.
What it look like?
Yeah. If you can live above the criticism of somebody else, you are a free living person.
Thank you.
You are way ahead of the rest of the population if you can
Jack
live above
Stockwell
their criticisms.
Doing his mentoring here on Good Day Health, 888-302-3684. The story of Lori Elf, who volunteered for a therapy that hadn't been tested even on mice. She had cancer. She decided that she was a blood cancer, and it might have killed her. She's 50 years old. Volunteering for a clinical trial using immunotherapy, boosting her natural defense system to fight this blood cancer called multiple myeloma. And she went through the University of Pennsylvania procedure and got on this, whatever it was, medical science saying, don't trust it, it hasn't been tested. But she did, and now she is 95% cancer-free. I don't think blood feeds tumors, but there aren't, I wouldn't say that tumor, there are no tumors in your, there's no such thing as a tumor in blood cancer, right?
It's just usually the white blood cell population has gotten way out of control, and it ends up destroying the red blood cells.
Well,
so there's only a few cancers. There's only like four or five cancers that chemotherapy actually works on, mm-hmm. and blood cancer is one of them. But immunotherapy, for Pete's sake, you know, we just had a patient cured with immunotherapy for their skin cancer. Immunotherapy is the actual process by which our bodies keep us safe from viral and back. I mean, that's what the immune system does. It's constantly practicing immunotherapy on ourselves.
This thing suggests that using immunotherapy, as suggested, as this woman did, would easily fight more than two dozen different types of cancer. Far more than you have suggested might be treated with the usual x-ray and chemotherapy and all that sort of thing. What happens here, patients walk into an outpatient clinic, get a one-time 10-minute intravenous drip of stuff that is commercially reproduced from immune cells and then become cancer. Why isn't this available everywhere?
What would this do?
Doug? The cancer business,
the cancer industry, exactly. Yeah. The cancer industry makes billions and billions of dollars, and they know that chemotherapy only works on a very few cancers. They also tell us that during a normal lifetime of 72 plus years, you're going to have cancer show up in your body six or seven times. Yeah. What is it that stops it from ever getting out of control? Your own immune system.
Yeah.
And so to suggest that immunotherapy is some great new revelation and discovery is nonsense. That's exactly what your immune system is doing inside your body all the time. And for a healthy person, when it discovers some kind of metastatic growth or just some tumor taking place, it will deal with it. And interestingly enough, some studies that have been done on breast cancer in women, whenever they have a positive showing with a mammogram or something like that, and they don't do anything except some dietary changes, usually within a year, whatever was there is now gone on another mammogram instead of being horribly butchered up by what they want to do after that if they find a little dot positive spot in a mammogram.
Mm-hmm. Got to have a positive outlook. But where do you go to find these trials? This lady went through a remarkable recovery. There are clinical trials all over the place all the time, testing new drugs, though. Not on these old systems. They're not being tried anywhere because they don't have, they're considered risky by the FDA. They don't have science and all that stuff behind
them.
Well,
that science is so nonsense. I mean, that's such nonsense.
But it gives people a place to hang their hat.
That's true. It gives them a place to hang their hat. It gives them grants. It gives them funding for their research. They never find the real answer because then the funding would stop. The recent editor of the New England Journal of Medicine for 18 years, I can't think of her name, but you can Google it. It's easy to find. She came out and said, I don't trust any research anymore. The editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, because of doctored figures and changing this and changing that, she says, I don't trust anything that's published in a peer-reviewed medical journal anymore.
Yeah.
That, and when the, I mean, that's like coming down from Mount, that's Moses coming down off of Mount Sinai saying, I don't trust what's on these plates of stone. I mean, that's how critical that kind of criticism is.
Yeah. Food for thought here at 43 minutes past the hour. Let me give you a telephone number, a percentage, and a website. For those of you who are into safe, secure income, those of you who have a 401k, an IRA, something that you need to feel safe about, and all you're getting is 2%, or maybe you're getting 3%, if you're lucky, 4%, how'd you like to get 8% under the same circumstances? No, it's not too good to be true. You, the investor, will get a quarterly profit-sharing distribution after you have held this fund for 18 months, getting 8% yield. Go to Commercial Real Estate Income Funds, plural, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Read the information that's there. Watch the five-minute video, and you will see why it is that I'm actually going to toss in with this. Put some, I want to have 8%. Wouldn't you want to have 8% without any risk?
Absolutely.
888-444-2102. 888-444-21. Whoops, I did the numbers the wrong way around. I inverted them. There must be something wrong with my gut, right? If I don't, if I read inside, like dancing, if I'm reading the numbers upside down, be careful, Doug. 888-444-2012 or commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. I can tell you get 8% yield. I can tell you be as safe as you could possibly be with anything. And if you look into the background of the people who are doing this, you know that they have lent money to commercial real estate developers who are AAA rated. And so you want to get in on this? Help yourself to solid returns. 888-444-2012 or go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. I think that's the whole message here. 8% guaranteed and safe. 888-444-2012.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you want to learn English for free? Visit usalearns.org. Our free website offers hundreds of interesting videos and educational activities for learning English online. More than 7 million people around the world have used USA Learns to increase their job opportunities and improve their lives. Use your computer, laptop, or tablet and start learning English today for free at usalearns.org.
Summertime is here and Allstate is out with its annual Best Drivers Report and an important warning for the summer travel season. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, July 4th continues to be the deadliest day on the road, with both July and August having a high number of crash deaths. Glenn Shapiro, Executive Vice President of Claims at Allstate.
Roadway fatalities are at their highest point in nearly a decade. Our Best Drivers Report looks at collision trends from across the country with a goal of raising the public discussion on safe driving.
So when it comes to best drivers, who takes the top spot among the largest 200 cities in America?
This year, for the first time, Brownsville, Texas is the safest driving city in America. And they were followed by Kansas City, Kansas and Madison, Wisconsin. Allstate wants to congratulate all of these safe driving cities and encourage everybody to drive safely, which means keep a safe distance between you and the car ahead of you. Avoid distractions in your vehicle and, of course, never drink and drive.
To find out how your city ranks, go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm-hmm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Know how. Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's $15 back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how.
Participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
It's Good Day Health Extra Time, extra information. The average American woman these days weighs 166 pounds, according to the Center for Disease Control. There is, if you look at the numbers, that's pretty much exactly the same as the average American man weighed in the 1960s. Men, you're not looking too hot either. Over the same time period, you gained 30 pounds. So the average American man in the 60s weighed 166 pounds. Average American man today weighs 195 pounds. Do the comparison. That is amazing. Looking at the average American woman, 166 pounds. Average American man, 195 pounds. Up in the past 45 years from men weighing 166 pounds. And I'm looking at this graph, actually, that shows how this, well, it doesn't show how it happened. It just shows what happened. 1960, the average American woman weighed about 140 pounds. So where are you on that scale? Probably that's the question. One of the things that brought it to my attention was researching a bit of information about some of the new body weight requirements for female Marines. They're adjusting the height and weight requirements for women in the Marines. Female Marines will be allowed to weigh 5 to 7 pounds more for each inch of their height. So a 5'6" woman can now weigh 161 pounds instead of 155 pounds at maximum, and a woman who's 5'9" can weigh 176 pounds instead of 169. The difference here between the national averages and what comprises the weight, female Marines, pretty much muscle, all muscle. So the weight isn't important. The female Marines are a different, there's a different focus. The average women who are weighing that kind of weight, I'm guessing, sadly, are not mostly muscle. Maybe that's something to look forward to or try to change, huh? The focus on your health, the ForbiddenDoctor.com survey that you can take, all kinds of information that's there about products and services. But the FDA wants to make sure your nose is clean, Jack.
Yes.
So
there's a certain entry procedure you have to do to get in there. It's absolutely free. You just have to fill out a survey. Then we can establish what the FDA refers to as a treatment at a distance. And so as a result of that, then they can get entrance into the what Mary and I refer to as the inner sanctum, over 600 different maladies and what we recommend to be done for them.
Make that decision. You have the power to do it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 10 minutes for the hour here.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In my rural community, there were two wonderful little tack shops that catered to local horse owners. But our local economic development council offered tax breaks to lure a national chain to our town, and the big store put both local jobs out of business. Towns all over America compete to attract jobs by enticing new businesses, often with tax waivers, free land, and other subsidies, none of them available to people who have lived there for years. Is that fair? We all understand the need for more jobs, but if economic development officials would look through the lens of liberty, they would know that this may sound good at a ribbon-cutting ceremony, but in the long term, it undermines the principle of equality and diminishes the whole community.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Who is a Nuka chiropractor. In a moment, a focus once again on GERD, G-E-R-D, and what that's all about. Do you need to take the pineapple, well, pineapple, good dog. I think there is such thing as pineapple cider vinegar, but take the pineapple, you just put the apple into it. Let's see if that's enough. Another question about what to do about GERD, answered in a moment here on Good Day Health.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
All right, 55 past the hour. In previous installments of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack, we certainly have talked about GERD, the downsides of acid-blocking medications that you don't want to take, like Prilosec and Nexium and those sorts of things. I've taken them before when I've had to deal with this. What I saw was that licorice is a good way to deal with this. First, let's understand again what is GERD.
Gastroesophageal reflux disease is what the GERD stands for. And it's just, it's where occasional heartburn ends up becoming chronic heartburn. It's when something a little bit bad becomes really bad, then it gets a disease name. And it's just long-standing chronic heartburn. And then to give people pills like the proton pump inhibitor to stop the body from making hydrochloric acid, which is exactly what the function of the stomach is, to break down proteins, you stop protein digestion to a great degree. When you stop protein digestion, the very glue of the bodies, the protein fibers that make up collagen, begin to get weaker and they fall apart. Joints start to fall apart. Bones get weak. The skin gets saggy. Not to mention a lot of other problems inside the body. So what, and we've talked about this in the past, what the body needs is more acid, not the stopping of the manufacturing of acid. And people who end up with GERD or continual heartburn, the bloating, all these different kinds of things that take place with improper digestion, they're just not getting the digestive enzymes. They're not getting the acid production in their stomach that they need to truly break these foods down. Mm-hmm. Because we're eating so many non-foods, the stomach is sitting there saying, what's this stuff? What am I supposed to do with this? Where, you know, like yesterday, the July 4th party, there are people just sitting there stuffing themselves with white bread, wrapped up hot dogs, Doritos, potato chips, all these kinds of things. Yeah. And I don't mean to come down like I'm yelling at somebody for what they eat. It's just if we're not eating food, if we're not eating real food, the body doesn't really recognize it and it can't digest it. And we have a protocol for that on our website. We have an a beautiful protocol on our website for GERD.
All right. Absolutely. So we have a few seconds left here. There's somebody who is talking about Endefen, E-N-D-E-F-E-N, a weapon in the arsenal against GERD. If you just take, I don't think you answered my question, did you, about using apple cider vinegar?
Well, that's the Old Hills remedy for this kind of stuff that works absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. And we suggest with problems, with severe GERD problems, a tablespoon or so of apple cider vinegar in about 6 or 7 ounces of water, along with something called Zypan, can make all the difference in a matter of minutes for somebody suffering from these problems.
All right. Inside Out, Upside Down, the world of your health and well-being, courtesy of Jack. Check out his website, theforbiddendoctor.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Wedding season is here. Weddings of all sizes call for smart budgeting. So as you plan the big day, keep this tip in mind.
Thoughtful lighting can create a magical wedding space and bring a whole new look to an area. To help couples stretch their wedding budget, look for lighting and decor options that you can use long after the big day. One popular trend in lighting is to string bulb lights throughout your space that are great for outdoor weddings. Many are weather and wind resistant, making them more reliable and safer than using candles. I find many of my favorite decor items like string lights at wholesale clubs. So when I'm shopping, I prefer to use my Bank America Cash Rewards credit card because I earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs as well as grocery stores. I also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.